Hello, and welcome to another USF football recap here on Radio St. Pete. I'm Kevin Erlinson.
I'm Will Paulson.
And we're from Bulls Radio, the student-run radio station at the University of South Florida's Tampa campus covering all USF athletics. The Bulls, in desperate need of a win, made a statement tonight with a 55-16 thumping of South Carolina State. Yes, it was an FCS team, but the confidence boost will go a long way. So much happened, so we're not going to walk you through everything. Rather, let's talk about the biggest components of the win, and of course, that means we start with Jordan McLeod.
Jordan McLeod, of course, is definitely going to be the story of this game here. We had a lot of questions going into this game of who's going to be the starting quarterback. Blake Barnett, Jordan McLeod went back and forth all week. We had a lot of reports that said they were very competitive in practice. Everything was going very well. Barnett and McLeod both giving the best that they could, but Jordan McLeod figuring out that he was going to be the starter 2 hours prior to the game, it's going to have to be a big task to go in and make your first career start, not even knowing that you're going to be the starter until about 2 hours prior. But he was able to make the best of it here, coming in about 217 yards, if I'm not mistaken, on the day through the air, along with two touchdowns, as well as on the run. He was able to accumulate 56 yards and two touchdowns on the run as well. Just an absolute huge game by McLeod. Actually, my apologies, he had three touchdowns in the air, 217, three touchdowns. He had a great game, especially for just finding out that he was going to be the starter just a little bit before game time.
I think you cannot overstate how composed he looks behind that behind that offensive line. Even when the pocket's collapsing, he never looks like he panics, and that's something the coaching staff really talks about, how well he is composed and how he is able to make plays out of really nothing, especially that touchdown run towards the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, definitely. Coach Strong in his post game said that no matter what, it seems like Jordan never gets flustered. He's that guy in the locker room that just never gets bothered by anything. And so to see that he was able to put up numbers like he did and come out and start in his first career start and just absolutely just dominate, he did amazing. And so all power to Jordan McLeod, and hopefully we'll like to see that he's going to keep staying in the starting position here going into what will be their next game in 2 weeks.
Look, I'm not going to say I know how Charlie Strong thinks, but there's no possible way he can go back to Blake Barnett at this point.
Not at all. I mean, I don't see Blake Barnett ended up coming into this game, but it came in at a point wherever USF was up by, 35? He came in at late in the game, so there was absolutely no chance. I honestly, come on. There was just such a different offense coming into this game. Overall, you know, USF on the day coming in, let's see if what I have here, total offense, 459 yards, and that's compared to USF, who were only averaging 209 yards a game. They also put up 55 points, and they were only averaging 5 points a game, which is lowest in NCAA FBS. And so, I mean, absolutely completely different offense that we saw today under Jordan McLeod.
And the running game really got going. Finally, something that we've been waiting for, 218 total yards on the ground. By the way, USF under Charlie Strong is now 15-1 when rushing for at least 200 yards. I'm sorry I took that one away from you. A big part of the reason that the running game got going is Johnny Ford.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Ford came out here in his first home game for the season, that is. He did have to sit out during the Wisconsin game, but he made his home debut for the 2019 season, and he came in and was absolutely amazing. He had over 100 yards in the air, as well as a couple rushing yards, as you mentioned there, on the day, 37 rushing yards, and a combined total of a touchdown. You know, he had a great game, 137 total yards, just did absolutely amazing.
And he really changed the game with his change of pace, something that USF hasn't really had, because Cronkite, he's a good runner, but he's more of a run three up the middle kind of guy instead of going the other way. Versus Johnny Ford, he'll go up the middle. There was the one play last year he had against Houston where he literally turned around, ran backwards, and then down the sideline for a touchdown, because he can just burn you with his speed.
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely dynamic. And to have that piece back for USF, it definitely showed that it was definitely an X factor here in this game against South Carolina State.
All right, let's go to the other side of the ball, because there's a lot to talk about in this game. Let me tell you, the defense, who has played well all year, even though it's a young year, they've been absolutely fantastic, and today was no exception. Eight takeaways. That is a program record in a single game, and they really set the offense up.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of key turnovers there. I know Nick Roberts had an interception there, along with two other interceptions, and then five fumble recoveries as well. The defense was everywhere. Even whenever you thought that South Carolina State was about to get something going, the defense showed right back up. They had a fumble in the end zone. They had two interceptions in the red zone. It was just an absolute amazing, another great standout by South Carolina State. And so, we just keep sounding like a broken record when it comes to USF's defense, but, I mean, they really have showed out. And as you mentioned, a program record there with turnovers, eight turnovers in a game, that speaks for itself. No matter how good or bad your defense is, eight turnovers is a key stat right there. I mean, if it doesn't stand out to you, I don't know what will.
And the biggest part of that defense is I think only two players had more than one takeaway, or one player had more than one takeaway in this game. And the team as a whole had 70 tackles. No player had more than six total tackles in this game. And that just speaks volume to the depth and the cohesiveness of this defense.
Absolutely. They showed up. Everybody showed up to play today. Everybody on both sides of the ball definitely just seemed like there was a different spark on both sides. I don't know if it was just Jordan McLeod coming in and just running it, or just actually having the fans behind you at home. I don't know what it was, but both teams definitely came out a little bit more aggressive, definitely showing the passion for the game, definitely showing out like they wanted to be there. And it definitely showed out on the scoreboard.
Well, we don't have a game to preview, so they're going to have to wait a couple of weeks to take this momentum. They don't play again until Saturday, September 28th against SMU. That'll open their conference schedule. But they do have the bye week next week, and they're going to use it to practice, and they're going to use it to get ready for conference play. Again, FCS team, so you can't really take a whole lot of the way they dominated, but do you think that watching them today, do you think they're ready to take on the conference?
I think this is going to be a spark plug for the offense by all means. I think leaving Jordan McLeod in is going to bring a whole different dynamic, because he's a bit more of a mobile quarterback. And he, as you mentioned today, no matter how much the pocket collapsed, or no matter how long he had, whether it be 2 seconds or 5 seconds to find a play, it seemed like he was always finding those plays. A couple of those incompletions that he had, if I'm not mistaken, his final numbers on the day were 19 for 27. He's just absolutely phenomenal there for him. Actually, 16 for 27. He went 16 for 27 on the day, and just a couple of those interceptions were just like just bad. Like, I know he had at least two where he just overthrew a screen and very early on in the game. So just maybe jitters getting him out. It's his first career start as a college football player. So I think you leave McLeod in, and I think, seeing how the offense played today, if you can keep the running game as consistent as it was today, at least getting over, at least getting 5-6 yards at a time, and then being able to find the big play, the occasional big play, and chip away and just, hold a consistent drive, which is like they were able to do against South Carolina State, I think USF is going to be looking real good going in to conference play against SMU.
And the great thing about conference play is the slate is wiped clean. The 0-2 record does not matter anymore. It's all about how you play in conference. So there is still a path to the conference championship game, something that USF is desperate for as a football program. But that'll do it for us. We're off for a week. We'll be back the week after that for our preview of the SMU-USF game. If you're a fan of USF athletics in general, you can listen to Bulls Radio on Tuesday night. Men's soccer taking on Ohio State. We'll have the call for you at 7 p.m. That's at bullsradio.org or the TuneIn app. Thank you guys so much for listening. For Will Polson, I'm Kevin Erlinson here at Bulls Radio. Have a great night.